You know, it was my first act after being sworn in as your president pro tem was to create this select committee. And I purposely made it four Republicans, four Democrats, and even though I'm an ex officio member, I purposely didn't attend the hearings, although I monitored them, because I wanted it to look, I wanted to have a balanced approach. We're a state with a divided government, Republican legislature, Democratic governor. And as my former colleague, Senator Blake, said, he referred to me as someone who always wants to get things done. And so, you know, we could have passed something with our Republican majorities quickly and sent it to the governor, let him veto it. But what's that accomplish at the end of the day? Maybe we can cheerlead with our base a little bit, but it doesn't really move the issue forward for Pennsylvanians, which is who are looking to us to show leadership in this very, very important issue. And so I want to applaud the committee, all members, for taking this very balanced approach and looking at how to improve the system. That's what we're here for. How do we improve it? And we don't need to relitigate 2020. We need to figure out, moving forward, how do we set something in place that everyone has confidence in? And so that was the goal of this committee when I created it. And I think all the members, as just judging by their words here today, have done an outstanding job of that and trying to best understand how to move forward. And I think, you know, the three areas that we talked about are so important is voter access. That's the most important thing. Voters have to have access to voting. They have to feel comfortable that they have access to voting. They have to feel comfortable that, you know, no one's taking their vote, right? And so we need to do everything we can to make sure voters have the ability to vote in the easiest way possible. One of the things that that was brought up here that's very true that, you know, if a voter's voting absentee and they don't sign it or they forget to sign it, forget to date it, you know, that shouldn't be a disqualifier. We should figure out a way to be able to let them correct that. Now, the law doesn't allow that right now. It just doesn't. And part of our problem with the court's rulings in the past is they were circumventing our job as a legislature. In fact, we were actually negotiating that before the last election with the governor until the Supreme Court jumped in and sort of threw everything out of whack. So, but, you know, we ought to find out the easiest ways for voters to vote. And harder to disqualify if they're voting accuracy, or at least let them come in and fix whatever mistake they may have made. And I think this report talks about that. And I think that, you know, that type of showing that we're not trying to suppress the vote, we're trying to figure out ways to increase the vote and making sure that people have access. And then the other side of that, of course, access is security. It's like any freedom, right? Freedom comes responsibility. And so we want to make sure there's security in this process that everyone can count on, that one person voted and they got the chance to vote, and that's all that got to vote, and they're counted correctly. And you know, some of the new ideas like drop boxes may make sense, but we should make sure we have the proper security around those drop boxes. They sort of came out of thin air by the Department of State and the Supreme Court last year. No one, you know, there were no guidelines, no security to them, no nothing. It was just sort of thrown out there. And so if that's something that the counties think is important, then we should figure out a way to do that so it's secure. You know, I'm probably one of the main people to blame about the pre-canvassing. You know, previous to last year, if you voted absentee, you could come in on election day and nullify your vote. And they take your absentee vote and they put it aside and you could vote on election day. So if someone happened to steal your vote or steal your identification, you could still nullify it by showing up that day. I had just had a great fear in pre-canvassing that if that happened and you showed up to vote on election day and someone had stolen your identity and they voted, there was no way to correct that. You were going home. You weren't going to be able to vote. And can you imagine showing up on election day and not being able to vote? That would be a significant scandal. And so, I was partly hesitant to allow it to pre-canvassing. But I think as we increase the absentee, that's something we're going to have to do. And the third component of this is obviously helping our counties, as was mentioned here today. And I think everyone has that same interest that we need to help our counties. They went through, you know, I'm not sure all our new voting rules was the best to do it right before the most controversial, hard-fought presidential election in the history of our country, maybe. I think our counties really were worn and torn through this process, and we need to do whatever we can to assist them and help them. So I just want to thank this committee for its work. We will pass this along to to the State Government Committee, where we'll continue to have negotiations, continue to have discussions. Again, we don't get anything done if we don't come together, and that's what I'm looking forward to. So thank you, Chairman Langerhold. Thank you, Chairman Street, and all the members of the committee. I think you conducted yourselves in a way that the people of Pennsylvania can be proud of. You know, we're the only state that did this. Every other state that started in the election code just sort of went out and did it, just voted it. We're the only one out and had exhaustive hearings, talked about all the issues, brought in other states to come in and talk about the way they do things. So I think it was the right approach, particularly after a very difficult election season. And I'm proud of this institution today.